On University of Southern California Week, the Nile River is an important waterway facing an uncertain future. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Essam Heggy, research scientist in the Department of Electrical Engineering and Electrophysics, determines the issues facing the river and its communities.
The iconic Nile River is in crisis. Decades of poor environmental and water management have turned the delta into one of the largest polluted areas on the planet. Millions of people and migrating birds are now at risk of exposure to waterborne contaminants. Our research showed that large-scale heavy metal pollution, coastal erosion, and seawater intrusion pose an existential threat to the Nile River Delta and endanger 60 million people, about twice the population of Texas, in Egypt, who depend on its resources for every facet of life. We analyzed grain size and pollution level of 8 heavy metals in samples of bottom sediment collected from 2 branches of the Nile River Delta. We had 3 main findings. The first, we found that sediment at the bottom of the Nile River is highly polluted by heavy metals like cadmium, chromium, lead, and more. We also found that contaminants mainly come from the untreated agricultural drainage and municipal and industrial wastewater. Lastly, heavy metal concentration could be made worse by increased damming of the Nile. Mega dams built upstream disrupt the river natural flow and sediment flux, and thus adversely affect its ability to flush contaminants out into the Mediterranean Sea, leaving toxins to gradually build up in bottom sediment. Today, the civilization that thrived in a scenic waterscape for over 7,000 years must face the reality of this irreversible large-scale environmental degradation.
That was Essam Heggy of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.